Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
Insane story coming from Victoria this morning. Bill Singleton is 68. He's a grandfather. And he sliced his face open with a chainsaw. That's not the most insane thing, though.
That's like horror movie stuff.
Yeah, but Bill was out cutting firewood and the chainsaw ricocheted off a log and came back and got him in the face. Worst part was he couldn't call for help on his, because he had his phone with him, couldn't call for help because he'd sliced his tongue in half. So he couldn't talk. So he had to hold his face together with one hand and drive 30 Ks to the nearest hospital in order to get patched up. He's lucky he didn't cut a main artery or anything like that.
He Texas Chainsaw Massacred himself.
He did. And he kind of like patched himself up with a bit of gauze and then off he went to hospital. He drove himself to hospital after cutting his face in half. Like his jaw, like the bone, everything in half. Isn't that insane? That's
horror movie. Horror movie.
Horror movie. He's now recovering. He can't eat steak yet. But he's out of hospital.
I like that that's a concern of his.
Yeah, oh, he's missing
haven't had
his
a good steak yet.
Yeah, because he's lost a lot of teeth. But, you know, there are these instances in life where you hurt yourself and you've got to get yourself to hospital somehow. Mm. Mine isn't nearly as severe as Bill's, but I hurt my ankle really badly at netball one day and I had to get to the doctor and I was in a manual. And so I'm trying to pump the clutch with an ankle that was about the size of a melon.
To drive you, like another player or your coach or something.
I didn't really know anyone. I just joined random team.
Stubborn.
And I actually did not know anyone on my team. And then I feel really bad trying to like ask friends to help me out in those circumstances.
Stubborn.
So I drove.
I would have been like, me and you are so different like that. Like I'm such a drama queen. I would have been like, pick me up. I can't move. Carry me.
Carry me the whole way.
Carry me like a king. But 13, 12, 16, give us a call.
Yeah. Gaps. When have you had to drive yourself to hospital? When have you injured yourself? Could be anywhere in your body and you've had to get yourself to the hospital.
Have you had to drive yourself to the hospital? Maybe because A, you were like this guy and there was just no way to call for help. There's no other way to get there.
Or
maybe you're just
like
Gabs. Like you're stabbing and stubborn. You're like, I'm not calling an ambulance. I'm driving myself. But 13, 12, 16, have you like hurt yourself and you've had to drive yourself to hospital, or have you known someone who's done it, Townsville? Beck, have you hurt yourself and had to, you know, drive yourself to hospital?
I have.
What did you do?
I was in labour and my partner was drunk.
Oh my God, he would have been in so much trouble!
The worst part was he knew I was going to be having the baby because I was getting induced the next morning.
Oh, what an idiot.
Did you rip his head off? Like...
he was in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh, wow. But you were quite distracted, so he probably got off easy.
13, 12, 16, who's this?
Jane.
Jane, have you had to take yourself to hospital?
Not me, but my dad. So when I was a bit younger, it was over the weekend, so him and mum had obviously been having a few drinks and she couldn't drive by that point. And, he was rolling his winch cable back into his winch and his finger sort of got stuck under there. And ripped half of his finger off. And, pretty much was too proud to call the ambulance.
What a messy steering wheel that would have been afterwards.
I was about to say that. Like, who had to clean the car after that trip?
I'm noticing alcohol's a common theme here, too.
Yeah.
13, 12, 16, who's this?
Becca.
Did you have to drive yourself to hospital or was it someone else?
No, it was me. I have really, really sharp steak knives, like those really fancy ones. And I cut my thumb, like, open down to the bone and then had to drive myself to the hospital.
Why? Was it stubbornness like Gabs or was it, necessity?
No, my husband was away and I just moved to Townsville. I had no friends. So it was, I didn't have anyone.
And I feel like with injuries like that, you don't feel like you can call an ambulance. Like there's so many more important things for ambos to be doing than coming to
I got news. If you cut a finger off with a steak knife, you can.
Yep.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.